8:35 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. It is time on this Friday for the Tri-County Insider News Week in Review. So, News Director Bronson Rasmussen has joined me here in the studio. Good morning, Bronson.
Good morning, Dan, on this wonderful Friday and the last Friday of the month.
Oh, it is, believe it or not. And here we are, fourth month, so a third of the year.
Crazy.
About to have gone past us here. It's always good, though, to get together on these Friday mornings and look back over the past week, find out what were the top stories, and then the one I like most is when we do the most interactive story, the ones that our listeners most interacted with their likes, dislikes, comments, things like that. And then at the very end, we get to hear your pick as the story of the week, and we've learned that if it has the word bowl, B-O-W-L, in it, it's probably going to be your choice.
That usually does happen.
But let's get it started, Bronson. What were the very top stories in local news this week?
We had talked about this yesterday, seeing about which guess you had for what this could have been, and you got the top two, and they are there.
Good.
So it's a matter of which one comes first. And of course, the top one, you thought it was going to be the second story this week, but instead it is the fire that happened on Easter Sunday at the Brockway OI glass plant.
Okay.
We have received reports at around 2:52 that there was a fire happening at the glass plant, the number, I believe, 19. Yeah, up towards Ridgeway, just leaving Brockway area.
Yep, in the Brockport. So, actually in Brockport there.
Yep.
Yep.
And then we ended up going up there, and there were so many crews, I think 13 in total, that were there, and they had poured 300,000 gallons of water on molten glass that had leaked out of a container.
Sure.
From what I've heard at this point, although it's not been confirmed to us, it was around a baseball, softball size hole that was there.
Wow.
Just molten glass leaking out everywhere.
Yeah, that will cause some damage. And the good thing about that whole story is the fact there were no injuries, and I don't think have been any reported. So that's the most important part.
Which is very difficult, because in a space like that, it's so dark and contained. And for the firefighters that go in there, it's very warm in that building. This molten glass has to be over 2,500 degrees, I believe, just to get into that state. So to be able to go into that building all suited up in your firefighter gear, I was sitting there for a few hours while they were running in and out, just taking shifts and running over to the emergency services and sitting down, cooling off, getting water.
So, and it's understandable too, with the molten glass being that temperature, why it required so much water to cool it off and make it harden.
And while unlike a fire, which really damages everything around it, with that being so warm, it won't have the exact same effects as a fire, but it could still very heavily damage the structure and the equipment.
For sure.
So it's not like they could have just left it either.
Yeah. Well, with that being the top story, I know what the next story is. Go ahead.
Next one is the federal case against Herm Suplesio and Roberta Bobby Schaefer. We had gotten the update. They were supposed to file pretrial motions by the 23rd. And there has been yet another extension, and that's what people are probably used to hearing at this point. But this time there was another word in that sentence, and it said final extension.
And that is what, of course, boosted that story to gain a little more attention.
So right now they have a June 3rd date to get those pretrial motions in, as well as another date on the 27th of June to figure out where we're going from there.
Okay.
Of course, judge can always change their mind or something else could come up. So we're not sure if this is going to be the next step forward, but they did say final in this report. So we'll go from there.
Yeah. So we chose the top couple of stories. Is there a third story to mention?
Sure, I can go with a third story here.
Okay.
We have one for a man that was behind bars after he allegedly exposed himself to minors before fleeing on a bicycle last week.
That was in Clearfield, right?
It was.
Yeah.
It was right around the Riverwalk, and the police department received reports of a man that was just exposing himself to everyone, and there were minors there, so that was very much a concern.
Sure.
By the time police had shown up, they learned that the man was confronted by someone. He had fled on a bicycle, but another witness told police that he was in someone's yard defecating, which that was an interesting add-on to the report. So police ended up finding the man at around the 1300 block of Turnpike Avenue, where they took him into custody and they found out that he did have drugs on his person.
Yeah.
He was then taken to the Clearfield County Jail, where he faces now indecent exposure, corruption of minors, and drug charges. Okay. I'll also say that we don't know the name of this person that has not been released to us.
All right. Let's go to my favorite category. What are the stories that our listeners most interacted with this past week?
That one I can get for you.
All right.
It happened on the Saturday before Easter, where the JCs held their annual Easter egg hunt in the Dubois City Park. So we were down there, we filmed it, we put it out on our social medias, and then we did a story and also put up a video on Tri-County TV. So you can still watch that now if you would like. And it was a great time. They, not exactly a record amount of people showing up, but a really great turnout. It was, I think, like 70, 80 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Weather was great. Nice and sunny. I ended up getting a sunburn after that.
Did you find any eggs?
I saw some, but I decided to let my godniece go and get them instead.
Good, good. That was a good choice. We don't want you getting in trouble.
Yeah, she might start trying to beat me up or something. I don't want that happening.
All right. What else did our listeners most interact with this past week?
We have another one that's a weird story, a bit complicated, so I'll try to break it down the best I can.
Okay.
It was a Dubois woman. She had allegedly stole a vehicle before breaking into a building last month that police told us. They said on March 12th that some woman, later identified as 37-year-old Miranda Clark, she had stolen a Jeep Grand Cherokee that was parked in someone's driveway. The person ended up finding out that she gave the keys to someone else to fix the vehicle, who was supposedly living in the basement of her house. And that's where Clark got the keys from.
Okay.
So she allegedly took that vehicle along with someone else and went to a different home and tried to break in, at which point they left that place and she allegedly went back to the original owner of the vehicle's house and tried to break into the basement there.
Yeah, a lot of interesting twists and turns to that story.
So police ended up getting her in custody and she had allegedly admitted to everything.
Yeah.
And now she's at the Clearfield County Jail, and she's facing, of course, burglary and theft charges.
Probably a lot of interaction with that story, just trying to figure things out.
A little bit.
What was going on there. All right. So the moment has arrived, Bronson. Were there any stories with a bowl in it last week that you're going to choose as your top story of the week?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. What is your pick?
It's going to be a ribbon cutting that happened this week for a new business in Dubois.
All right.
Bubba J's.
Yeah.
Now, that's already an interesting name on itself. And I learned that it was basically the guy that owned it and his friends that were basically around in a circle just throwing names out there. Bubba J's was the one to stick.
All right.
There was other ones like Uncle Joe's, Papa something. But this place, it's located at the Dubois Area Plaza, which that's not one a lot of people know about. So it's right off of Dubois Avenue. It's where Jersey Mike's is, Mike Armanini's office, as well as, I believe,
Sarvey Insurance is there.
That's what a lot of people know it for.
Yep.
But this place, they have a lot of interesting things. They're saying is that they're offering home decor and so much more for you. And we have a video up for this on Tri-County TV as well. You can see the types of things they have there. Signs, food, types of food, candles, yard decorations, seasonal decorations. And we had talked to the owner of the store, Mike Skips, and he would really like to see his brand and his store be able to expand and really become a staple of the community.
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage everyone to check out that video at tricounty.tv. And I think our little chat here is going to be up there within the next couple of hours as well. So another reason to check out TriCounty.tv. And Bronson, I'm already looking forward to next Friday, our first May program.
Yeah, I guess I'll see you all next month then.
All right, great. Thank you so much.